Welcome.
Right.
Welcome.
A big welcome for
Well, thank you. So yes, I'm Alice. I'm a maintainer, co-maintainer of KDevelop, and I love the project. I hear that many of you love it too, so I wanted to come here and talk a little bit about what we're working on. I could have done a like full presentation, but the idea is that at the moment we're not adding that much new features because, well, we're quite stable. People love what we're doing, right? So why breaking it? We are good at breaking things, all of us, not only KDevelop. But in any case, it's important to be here. Remember to all of you that we're still alive. We are still worrying about all your bugs. And also we're thinking a lot about what we are doing wrong and how we can improve it up to the future. The first thing I wanted to talk or to think about is that over the years, we are now at our fifth KDevelop 4 release, so 4.5. And it's been like 4 or 5 years since we released the first version. This means that there's a process of maturity of the project. It's not only the project we used to develop KDevelop. It was at some point. But now, lots of the KDE technologies at the moment are being developed with it, and this is not only our user base, right? So we have users from elsewhere. We have a PHP plugin. We've had it for many years, but also there's a Python implementation and a Ruby language implementation, which is very important for us because it shows that what we have been doing has been useful for other communities that are like not ourselves, which could have happened, but I'm really, really happy that it hasn't. So at the moment, I think that we can say that KDevelop is a state-of-the-art IDE. We have good things, we have bad things, but most of our users love it, and not only because we are KDE, but because we are good. But on the other hand, too, we are KDE developers. We're committed to to the KDE stack, which means that we have put a lot of effort into making sure that all the technologies that we need to develop KDE applications are supported as good as possible. I hope that you agree that we did a good job. If not, we are having a buff and patches welcome. But in any case, we are supporting C++ and Qt. We're even moving forward to not only C++, but QML as well, which hasn't been that much part of the KDE stack so far, but it's starting to happen, and we want to be there, right? Also, CMake is a mess, especially for IDEs, but I did the crazy project of trying to support it from our side, and well, I think that we're doing a pretty good job, and it's very important for us and for our KDE projects that we have quite some seamless integration with such a build tool. It's something that it's always helpful as a user, like to have our IDE understanding how things are being built for many reasons. And also Git, we have our Git integration working. It could be better, it could be worse. But I think it's evolving, it's going forward, and actually I think that it's a good space where we can see good improvements in the future as well. And the other reason I wanted to talk here today was that we're thinking about the future. And as users, you should be scared of that because when developers think about the future, it means that they're gonna change things. And as users, we usually don't like changes. Well, we like changes until we find the changes and then meh. But we have good ideas, I think. We want to rethink our project. There are keywords that have been appearing for a while, like Clang, maybe. It's the usual. It's the new thing. So we have to think like how far we want to go with each of those. And I would like those of you who are interested in languages, in the coding process, in the development process of people, if you are interested in it, like join us in the buff we are having Wednesday morning. I know it's very early, it's at 9:30, but it's still before the trip, so you will have some time. Like, you come here, you discuss, and then we go party. But in any case, the important thing here is that we are creating a tool that is creating a big chunk of the tools that, or the things that KDE provides, right? One of the things that make me more proud of being a KDE developer is to think that there is people who are being creative with it, who are creating things, who are using us to make people happy in a way. And I think that this is very interesting. Like, it's the reason why most of us are here, or some of us. So, in any case, I encourage all of you to join us, to talk to us. If you don't want to come to the pub, we're nice people, but like three of us at the same time, or four, can be a bit frightening. So, you can tackle us one by one. But in any case, I hope you're happy. I hope that I'll get to know your ideas, and I hope that, well, whatever is the outcome of KDevelop, as in the projects that people are doing with it, are making people happy as well. So that's my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I think that we should go in 5 minutes to the photo, group photo, but let's take a couple of minutes for questions for our speakers today. So, do you have any questions for any of the speakers?
Hey, yeah, it's for the Case Green guys. I think I've got two questions.
Okay.
One was an observation, perhaps. Yesterday, I was actually using Case Green because it appears I upgraded, and it didn't work too well for overlay because the screen sizes were the same, so I couldn't see that there was one on top of the other. And it also didn't seem to integrate too well with LibreOffice, and I can fully believe that's LibreOffice's fault. It turns out that if you boot with the VGA connected, it works. The second observation or question...
LibreOffice remembers its configuration, so you have to close it and open again.
Did that, had to reboot with the VGA to work. But... Trust me. The other observation or question is that architecturally, it seems like there's a lot of reusable stuff in there, and it would be interesting to see that broken into layers that could be...
Yes, we actually had the core itself is libksgreen, which implements various backends. We have XRunner backend, Alex will write Wayland backend one day, and so on. And this can be used. It's based on KDE right now, but we would like to have it purely Qt library. Good. So, and my colleague at Red Hat has been actually looking into moving a lot of the stuff from the KDET module into the library so that it could be used in Display Manager before KDE actually starts, so that you would get like login screen on the right monitor, on the correct monitor, and this stuff. So yes, the plans are there, and one day maybe.
Okay, we have more questions.
Is it currently interacting directly with X, or could it possibly work with Wayland or whatever in the future?
The library provides an abstraction over simply the monitors, and it's just about implementing the backend. So we have, as I said, we have a XRunner backend using libxrunner. We wanted to use XCB, but we had some problems. We need to look into it again. So, and if there's a library or if there's a way how to simply change monitor configuration in Wayland, I don't know Wayland API at all, then yes, it will work with Wayland. It will work with anything. In theory, it might be possible to support Windows as well, but we would need Windows.
Thank you. We have another question.
You mentioned that you were thinking about integrating with KWin and for window placement. Would that include plasma panels?
Maybe.
Okay, because it's very interesting when you...
Right now, the main panel, if you have just one panel, it's okay. It's moved to the primary screen. If you have multiple panels, well, that's a problem.
Yeah, right now they move, they overlap, and because they both have the same height.
But yeah, if we were able to, if Plasma was aware of the profile, so that it would be possible to essentially bind a Plasma configuration with the current profile of K-Screen. So that would be possible, yeah.
So that would be something for Frameworks 5 or Plasma 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Any more questions? If not, I want to thank our speakers and give them a big hand. Thank you. Okay, now.